You're listening to Intermezzo on KRWG 90.7. Sarah Daughtry has joined me in the studios again. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thursday night, November 7th, Justin Badgero will be performing the Brazilian dancer Danza Brasileira by Guarnieri, as well as the Darius Mio that we heard just moments ago in a piano recital. And then the next night,
actually Saturday night,
you'll be performing with him and Jorge Espinosa, our cellist here, in a concert of South American music. Justin Badgero, Brazilian.
Yes.
And then you're going to widen out to the whole continent. Let's talk about Justin Badgero first and his program and how you brought him here.
Okay, well, he is a former colleague and a partner for me. We have performed, actually, we just returned from the College Music Society National Conference in Louisville, Kentucky, my hometown. Just performed a wonderful piece by Marius Flotois for saxophone, mezzo, soprano, and piano. Pretty unusual. But we've performed a lot together, and Brazilian music specifically together. We performed here a couple of years ago. So Justin is back. He is releasing a new album of all Brazilian music called Saudades de Brasil, which you were just mentioning. And it's including the works that are on the concert. So we're going to hear Villa Lobos. We're going to hear Guarnieri. We're going to hear Francisco Mignone, a contemporary composer named Paulo Gondim, that he met when he toured there in Bahia, which is in the northeast part of Brazil. So it should be a really exciting evening of wonderful Brazilian piano music.
And that's at the Atkinson Recital
yes.
Hall a week from tonight at 7:30. And has Justin Badgero, well, you just said, he's traveled through Brazil.
Yes, he has.
What is the source of his interest in Brazilian music?
Well, you know, it's really fascinating. Kennedy, when John F. Kennedy was in office, he set up this Partners of the Americas program. I don't know if you're aware of that. And in Pennsylvania, where Justin teaches and where I used to teach, the partner state for the state of Pennsylvania is Bahia. Mm-hmm. Is Bahia in Brazil. So there was a lot of cultural exchange going back and forth. We had a Brazilian percussionist come. We had poets traveling back and forth doing translations. So that kind of sparked the interest in learning about their culture, specifically in Bahia, because it's sort of a different, it's not the big cities of Rio or Sao Paulo. It's mm-hmm. A kind of up in the countryside. Mm-hmm. And part of it is on the coast. So it's a different culture and a fascinating culture. So that was kind of where that interest stemmed from.
Have you been there too?
I have not, but mm-hmm. he was able to go actually with the choirs on a tour.
Huh.
And then did some piano playing as well.
So he's playing, of course, Hector Villa-Lobos,
mm-hmm. who
may be the most famous composer of Brazil.
Yes.
And Darius Mio, who I mentioned is not Brazilian, but lived there and was also deeply influenced by Brazilian music.
Yes, he was a secretary to a diplomat from France and was there. And it's interesting, those saudades, which means remembrances or reminiscences, are different locations throughout his mm-hmm. travels. Mm-hmm. So he's sort of encapsulating or picturing places that he was able to visit when he was there, which is, I think, fascinating.
Yeah, it's a wonderful work, and like all music of Darius Mio, there's just a kind of joie de vivre, or whatever the Portuguese equivalent of that is, in all his music, as there is in much Brazilian music in any case.
Yes, absolutely. But, yeah. So many different cultural influences, because mm-hmm. you've got the Iberian, you know, from Spain and from Portugal, coming to the indigenous peoples in Brazil, and then add to the mix the African culture.
Yeah.
So it's a really interesting mix of influences that come into that sound.
Can you tell us anything else about Justin Badgero in terms of where he's from originally?
Yeah, he's actually from Florida.
Okay.
And that's a place where we toured before in Florida when we performed this all Brazilian program, and did his master's at University of Texas at Austin, and then did his doctoral work in Boulder, University of Colorado at Boulder.
And teaches now in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's the concert on Thursday night. Also, well, let's talk for a minute before we leave the Brazilian world. I played this two-minute piece by Ranieri, mm-hmm. who was given the name Mozart by his parents. Wonderful composer. We don't have a lot by him, although we've got, it's growing because yes. more and more people are recognizing his importance.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. He and Mignone, and both children of Italian immigrants uh-huh. in Brazil, which I think is interesting because yeah. you might notice those names don't sound
right. They're
Brazilian.
Italian. Francisco Mignone.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they came as children of immigrants from Italy whose parents were musicians. So bringing kind of that Italian yeah. style as well to suavity and melodiousness, I think, of their Italian roots to their music. And Mignone is a phenomenal composer.
So all of that's on the program Thursday night. And then Saturday night, you're going to be teaming up with Justin Badgerow. Mm-hmm. And you are my guest, Sarah Daughtry, who's the head of the vocal activities and studies here at New Mexico State. Now for how many years?
5 years.
5 years. Wow.
Yeah.
So Sarah Daughtry, Justin Badgerow, and cellist Jorge Espinosa,
yes.
who's cello faculty here, and you've got a whole smorgasbord, that just is the wrong term to use for Latin America, but spread of Latin American composers. Tell us about this chamber recital.
Oh, wow. So this was the idea of Jorge Espinosa, and he said, let's do something to represent Latin America, and especially his home country of Chile, which is going through some rough times right now. And I said, fantastic, let's see what we can put together. So I was lucky enough to find a set of songs by Juan Jorrego Salas, who was the director of the Latin American Music Center at Indiana University, where I did my doctorate.
Oh.
And Jorge actually premiered a cello work of Jorrego Salas, was the world premiere of that piece and met the composer, which is really fascinating.
Huh.
So that was the spark, I think, to find a piece that the three of us could do together. I think the other thing that excited Jorge especially was doing tango, because that's a specialty of his. He's an arranger of tango, and to get the opportunity to play with a wonderful pianist like Justin. So, of course, they're doing several things together that I'm not included in, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear those pieces.
For cello and piano.
Yes.
And, of course, some Astor Piazzolla, the king of tango and
yes.
the tango revival.
Yes.
This piece, though, I want to go back to Juan Jorrego Salas.
Mm-hmm.
Took me a minute to find it in the program that I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
It's for voice, cello, and piano. Now, originally written for that?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes, and they're beautiful songs. They're called Cantos de Advenimiento, which is songs of Advent. And they're not particularly religious. They're more about expectant mothers and what expectant mothers are going through kind of in that waiting period. They're by different poets, but the poetry is absolutely beautiful, and the poetry is also from Chile. So kind of, again, about the night before or the time before and the waiting and the difficulty of waiting. And I love the interweaving of the cello lines with the vocal lines. Jorrego Salas is definitely a modernist, but they're very appealing. They're very melodic and very beautiful. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a very special piece for the program. There are some other composers here that I'm not as familiar with either.
Mm-hmm.
Jose Asuncion Flores.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, that's an interesting story. So in Paraguay, he and his fellow poet were interested in bringing, again, it's this folk movement in South America. And he invented this genre called the Guaranía, which is from the Guarani people. And it's supposed to represent the people of Paraguay. They were very, very popular. They're in a sort of a popular style.
Mm-hmm.
And they became kind of songs of the people. And when there was political unrest, he actually was exiled out of the country, in part because of composing these pieces, which is very interesting. So he was exiled to Argentina and spent a lot of time there. And the people, they became very popular on the radio, these Guaranía. There are several of them. And he was actually allowed to come back, I think partly because of the popularity of, they kind of became songs of the people. So this one in particular is called India, which means Indian girl, and it's really celebrating their culture, the Guarani culture. It has a lot of descriptions of landscapes and rivers and mountains and things that are native of Paraguay. So it's really a cool song. Very, and it's a cello with cello arrangement that I found, as a matter of fact. So Jorge will be joining us on that piece.
Huh. Just one song?
Yeah, just one by him in particular. I was trying to represent many, many countries.
Yes.
I think we're only missing Ecuador and the Guyana up in the corner, but otherwise we're covered.
All right, so let's hear about a few of these others. We still have some minutes left. Modesta Bor.
Oh, another fascinating, a woman composer from Venezuela. And I spoke to my colleague, Simon Goyo, who is a part Venezuelan, and he was, he said, I'm so happy you're performing her music. She is, again, from that modernist period where composers were emerging and wanting to represent the sound of their country in a modern way. Not necessarily in a folk way, but in a more modern way. And Bor is a woman composer from the 1950s. She was an educator. She worked for the government in public music, which I think is fantastic. She was also a communist. During that era, I think there was a lot of that going on in the 1950s. So she traveled to Russia and she studied with Khachaturian. Fascinating,
yeah.
Right?
Right?
And was able to study with him, study compositions, very sophisticated music. And she didn't write for just voice. She wrote for a lot of different chamber music and piano music and orchestral, choral. I hope that we will begin to hear more from Modesta Bor.
Yeah.
Fantastic composer.
So you've really you have covered a lot of countries already.
Yes.
Let's just name a few more here. Alfonso Broca.
He's from Colombia. Again, this piece is in, the piece that I'm singing is in a popular style. So I wanted to do a nice mix of things that kind of were in that folk or popular style and then pieces that were more modern. I actually met with, and he is unable to give us a pre-concert lecture, but there's a new literature, Latin American literature professor here, Rodrigo Figueroa, and he and I have been talking about modernism in Latin America, and he's writing program notes for me. But the whole modernist movement was big, right, in painting and in music and in poetry. We talked a lot about Borges. I will be singing songs, tangos with text by Borges. So he is a very seminal figure in Latin American modernism. So Broca is a little bit more of a throwback, kind of like Flores is. It's more in that folk style. But I love that style. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah. It's fascinating. We have, Borges wrote a little bit of music too.
He did.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Piazzolla said he was deaf.
Okay,
let's that he did not know music.
Let's not get into the politics of it all.
Those two did not see eye to eye, even though they did projects together. They did not see eye to eye on music.
Well, Borges, he achieved international renown as a poet. That's good enough.
Yes, absolutely.
He doesn't have to have been a great composer, as long as he had music in his words. All right, Jaime León.
Another one, in that popular style. From Uruguay, which I think is also really interesting, you know, countries we don't hear much about. Again, that little set that you're mentioning is a little more in the folk style, and I pick sort of with each other in the set.
All right, who have we missed? I think we've talked about most of the people. I did notice that...
there's a wonderful piece. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
By a living composer, Pedro Malpica, who is Peruvian.
Okay.
And I probably didn't put it on there because I knew you didn't have a recording. And he has been tremendous. It is a piece for mezzo-soprano, cello, and percussion. So Fred Bugbee, our percussion professor, will be joining me on that piece. And it is about Spanish colonial perceptions of African slaves. It's very interesting. It's called Sombras de lo que ves, Shadows of What You See. It's a very, very interesting piece.
Wow, so we've got quite a few faculty people and guests coming up on that stage for such a rich variety of music from South America.
Yes.
And as you said, some in the folk tradition, some in the more modernist tradition. Mm-hmm. And you said it's big in South America, Latin America. Well, it's really when South America came into its own musically was really the 20th century.
Yes.
You had colonial influence in the 19th century, but mm-hmm. you have all these composers emerging from everywhere, Mexico all the way down to...
And it's exciting, and we need to hear more of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And it fits with our moment of multicultural...
Agreed.
...wanting to include all the... not just the famous composers that everybody's heard from as an opportunity to learn so much more. And I know you mentioned that Jorge Espinosa, our cellist here and who will be performing with you, does some arrangements, and I see he's arranged some Piazzolla for the concert too.
Yes, he sure has. It's exciting for me, of course, because to sing the text of Borges is unbelievable. It's so complex and so mysterious, but also so very much of its time. These were written for an album with Piazzolla and Borges together to be recited. He wanted them to be recited, not sung. But Piazzolla set them as melodies, tango melodies. Those will be arranged by Jorge. And then also a couple of other, I think the other one, the Milonga Sin Palabras, he also arranged for solo cello. So, amazing.
Sarah Daughtry has been my guest this 15 or so minutes, talking about these two concerts Saturday night. November 9th is the chamber recital that we've just been discussing with voice. Sarah will be the vocal soloist, Jorge Espinosa on cello, and guest pianist Justin Badgerow. And Thursday night, performance by Justin Badgerow, both at 7:30 at the Atkinson Recital Hall. Thank you so much.